Hi, welcome to Talking Greyhounds for this Thursday, the 18th of January. Simon Harrison with you and James Preston from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Good to be back after a little rest last week.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some pretty good racing coming up at Wente this Saturday night. First of all, we should touch on the Summer Distance Plate Final.
This is a really good one, and they have pretty good meeting to start the year at Worth Park. And first Group 2 at Wente for the year, not the first Group 2 event in New South Wales, but of course we had the Gloucester Cup on January 2. But nonetheless, this one is worth $40,000 to the winner, Summon, so it's a nice, juicy prize money there. And look, if you're a punter, you're really, really going to struggle to go past anyone other than, of course, the Majestic Vanda Bell. She's drawn box one, and of course, she absolutely romped home in the heats last week. So have a listen to that run here, Simon. It's going to be very tough to go past Vanda Bale.
Racing, Vanda Bale began poorly on the inside. Midnight Treat away in a hurry and had the early lead. Over Zipping Lady going to second. Vanda Bale's picking up ground now, moving to third. Then Sublime News, they'll followed by Scott Keeping. Then Gutterdoo Cove, five to Bogey Beckham. And Vicky Keeping can see them all through the bottom corner. Midnight Treat led a neck. Vanda Bale's going up to put on the power. They'll followed up by Sublime News, a break of five to Scott Keeping running on. They'll followed by Zipping Lady, then Gunnadoo Cove, Bogey Beckham a long way back. Vanda Bale went to the lead, coming with a run down the centre. Scott Keeping, Vanda Bale broke away. The champ is going to win. Vanda Bale too good by three to Scott Keeping.
So Vanda Bale a touch tardy out of the boxes there, James, but too good in the end. What draw has she come up with for Saturday night?
So she's got box number one here, so really, really dangerous for other races here. We've already got probably the best dog in this by some distance, and then it's also getting the inside rail draw. That should really see it romp home. And for that matter, the odds are at just $1.50, so paying very short price. Next closest is $5.40. That's actually for number eight there, who is, of course, Packy Keeping. A couple of Keeping dogs in this one as well. Scott Keeping in there as well in number seven. And, of course, there's the very dangerous Ebby Ripper in number five. So it's a wonderful field. The only thing that I'm a bit not concerned, I suppose, but just a bit disappointed about is Lochinvar Hugo is actually quite an early scratching in this one.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, we'll have to see who replaces him out of Gunnadoo Cove and Zipping Floyd. But, yeah, very early scratching for Lochinvar Hugo. It was actually paying very high odds too, $33. It was by far the least favourite backed in this one.
So who do you think's the biggest danger to Vanda Bale?
I'm going to have to say it's probably Ebby Ripper. We just know that she's a wonderful dog that's been in really good form for probably 12 months, maybe even a bit more than that now. And, look, she's been in pretty good recent form too. She's had three firsts in a row, and then the last two races have been a second and a third. She just managed to sneak in here for this final, but in general, this is one of those dogs where it's a case of class is permanent and form is temporary, and, well, she's just a classy dog.
So Vanda Bale, looking forward to her going around in the Summer Distance Plate. The other Group 1 on the card, James, is, of course, the Paws of Thunder, and owing to her slick sectional times, Uphill Jewels, the $2.40 favourite in this race, although she has come up with box five.
Yeah, I still think she'll be able to get around that box five. It's not quite as bad as getting a box four. It's still not ideal, but, you know, this is a brilliant dog. It's a previous Group 1 winner, and realistically, when you look at the rest of the field, yes, there's plenty of competition there, but she's got the pedigree that a lot of those other dogs don't have. She wasn't the fastest qualifier. I think she might have finished second or third fastest out of the eight heats, but at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's a final which is filled purely with those who have actually won their heat, so it's a very competitive race. $75,000 up for the winner, and of course $100,000 in total. More than $100,000 in total for the actual prize money on offer here. So, look, I think after that really good win last week, she won't be too concerned about the box five there, Simon.
Let's have a listen to Uphill Jill winning the eighth heat last Saturday night of the Paws of Thunder.
Racing Uphill Jill, lid pinged. She went straight to the lead over Bombshell Bandit, followed up by Wait There, wider out Aston Duke. There's trouble, two times, twice fell. Further back in the field there was Watch the Wasp, though, followed by White and Pedro Serrano at the tail. The bonny little Victorian Uphill Jill, she's tearing along in the lead, led by by five lengths over Bombshell Bandit, then Wait There, followed by Aston Duke. But Uphill Jill, she sets sail for the judge into another Group 1. Uphill Jill, brilliant. Beat home Wait There, great go third between Watch the Wasp, who was...
So Uphill Jill there taking out the final heat last Saturday night. Trainer David Gill has said that he's a little bit worried about Box 5, but I guess the one that's second in the market, Raw Ability, has come up with Box 4.
Yeah, it's still going to be a very tough race between those two. And I love that they're right next to each other as well, because that could will be the case once they hit the line towards the end there. I think Raw Ability certainly is the most likely contender. Four Box, as you mentioned there, Simon, not going to do him any favours whatsoever. But again, much like Ebby Ripper, has been in sustained good form there. And the only other one that we're probably looking at as potentially being a bit of a challenger here is, I think, Slick. And Slick was the fastest qualifier from those eight heats last week and did so in a sub-30-second time. So there's a couple of dogs that are just running really well at the moment. But the reason I still think Uphill Jewel should be the top here is obviously because of that class. And if you also have a look at the field that she defeated last week, we've got Watch the Wasp, Bombshell Band, and Pedro Serrano, of course, who finished second in the Gosford Cup. I mean, those are some really, really high-quality dogs that she's managed to best in that one, Simon.
And what do you make of a greyhound like Ritzeleni, place chance best?
Yeah, I'd say place chance at best. I don't think we'll be seeing a victory come there for Ritzeleni. But look, Three Box is a pretty good box to draw for a start, so certainly has the benefit as opposed to what we're having to deal with here with Uphill Jill and Raw Ability. But yeah, I think if it's going to be out of those two and then we're looking for a place, that place should still fall to Slick instead of Ritzeleni.
So your tip for the big group on Pause the Thunder, Uphill Jill, you're sticking with the five?
Yeah, it has to be Uphill Jill. I thought she'd win the heat last week and then be named favourite off the back of that regardless of the box that she got drawn, and that's turned out to be the case. And yeah, I'm still going to stick with the song. I think she's just got far too much talent.
Now, with some forecast hot temperatures coming up around the state, we've had some time amendments. Friday, the meetings at Dubbo, Wagga, Richmond have all had times altered due to the heat. And then on Sunday, I noticed Gundadar. They're a tipping 42 in the area. So they've brought the card forward, and race one will now go at 10 after 10 with kennelling between 8:40 and 25 past 9.
Yeah, it's bizarre, some of these temperatures too. I mean, last night I actually had a dressing gown on, Simon, so it got pretty cold once I got back into Sydney, but I'm actually heading down to Wagga today and expect it to be pretty hot there, and that's going to continue for the rest of the week. So, yeah, look, I love the fact that we are able to change it and everyone is on board with that because, of course, at the end of the day, the welfare of the dog is the number one concern.
Absolutely. Anything else on the news front for us, James?
Yeah, just a bit of an update for the tour that we've been going around on at the moment, Simon. So we've already stopped at four stops, and as I just mentioned, we'll be heading to stop number five today. That's down there at Wagga, or should I say up there at Wagga. And yeah, look, it's been really, really good so far. We've had plenty of good feedback from all the participants. Most of the meetings themselves have had well over 30, 40 people, even for Tamworth, which is, you know, quite isolated and there's not really any tab tracks around there. But I must say, the condition that that track is in is just beautiful at the moment. It's an old school grass track and we had plenty of people come out. A couple of wonderful people there. You know, a good shout out to Jody Green. She's doing some great stuff there with rehoming greyhounds as well. So we were very pleased to hear about her having done that quite independently, really. It's not a GAP affiliated program. It's just her taking it upon herself. And yeah, so we're meeting all sorts of characters within the industry and they've got a lot of good feedback to provide, Tony and Dale. And you know, I'm in there taking notes and we're basically just looking to create a nice vision which includes the participants moving forward to the future.
Good stuff. Friday, James, I better let you get on the road to Wagga Wagga.
On the road and in the air, mate.
In the air, even better. Thanks very much, James. Enjoy your Group 1 racing this weekend, and we'll chat again next week.
You too, Simon. Have a good one, mate.